Message number 1064. Love can defeat every affliction suffered by the human race. Monday, March 3, 2014 at 23:37. My dearly beloved daughter, think of me with love in your heart, for it is only through love do I communicate to the world through the Book of Truth. By the command of my Father, I gather all of His precious children as one with Him and in Him. It is love which permits this divine intervention. My Father endures pain, anger, impatience, and frustration because of the stain of sin which blights the souls of each of His children. But it is His everlasting love for all of you which keeps the light of God aglow on earth. Without this light there would be only darkness, not just of spirit but on earth itself. Daylight would not exist. The sun would not shine, nor would the moon brighten the night. The stars would disappear. Yet all of these gifts remain in place because of the love of God. When this love is reciprocated, it brings great joy to my Father, for He knows that once the Spirit of Love is present in souls, it can overcome all darkness of the soul. Love can defeat every affliction suffered by the human race. Love for one another will destroy evil. Love for God will destroy Satan's power over man. Loyalty to the commandments of God will perfect the soul and in turn then save the human race from banishment and separation from God. When the light of God is retained in your hearts and the love of God for one another is present in your souls, then every evil can and will be conquered. When you love God, you will feel a deep peace within you, for when you show your love for Him, He will fill you with His graces. You must always take comfort in the powerful love which God holds in His heart for each of you. Whoever you are, whatever grievance you may have caused Him, and no matter how wicked your sins are, He will forgive you, always. All you must do is to call on Him by asking me, His beloved Son Jesus Christ, to intervene on your behalf through reconciliation. Come to me with your prayer and say, Jesus, take me under your refuge to my Father and bring me eternal salvation. When you come to me with true remorse in your soul, yours shall be the kingdom of heaven. Your Jesus.